Accessibility basics and why it's important. Creating accessible documents for everyone helps others and your business. It's important to create documents with accessibility in mind to ensure that your content can be read and understood by as wide an audience as possible. An accessible document is a document created to be as easily readable by a low vision or non-sighted reader as a sighted reader. Non-sighted examples might include literally people that can't read, so they can listen to your content instead. I create lots of content in a variety of ways that allow more accessibility. For example, I can create a brochure, print format, PDF, but also I can create an audio version that's easier for people to listen to. And that's easy for anybody. It can be translated into different languages, interactive online and responsive, as well as creating that audio version I mentioned that literally anybody can listen to that version as well. There's a tremendous amount of information out there now and literally hundreds, if not thousands, of methods to ensure accessibility with all visual media. But most people don't even know what this stuff means or why it's important. Think of the millions of people that are reviewing your content on your website, on social media, on downloadable digital media like PDF documents, aka brochures, white papers, flyers, manuals, etc. And think of the many people out there that struggle to see your content clearly. Color blindness, farsightedness, and many other vision issues, as well as things like dyslexia, foreign languages, and other factors that affect how people read your content. It may seem frustrating and complex, but what I try to teach is to just open your mind to this. Understand that it's a growing concern for a lot of companies, and in my opinion, there are three outlying considerations. The first is trying to be considerate of people in general. There are lots of people that have certain abilities that may be more advantageous than others. For example, there's nothing like a fresh set of 20-year-old eyeballs that can see things quite clearly, as opposed to a 60-plus-year-old who might have issues reading text like they used to. Being considerate of that notion is a friendly, considerate, and kind thing to do when creating your content. The second consideration, I think, is the practicality of it from a business standpoint. You want people to read your content, so making it easy for them to digest, absorb, and process is very important, and in most cases, is the distinguishing difference in business. That's the premise and basics of advertising and marketing. But nowadays, we have the technology available and the ability to make our content even better. And not from a substance point of view, which obviously is important, but the experiential component, how people see your content. And the third consideration is very real and is happening all over the world, and that is the litigious factor. There are many, many lawsuits from people suing companies because they feel they've been left out or being left out or intentionally not being able to read certain content on websites, digital media, and printed media. If you do some very basic research, you'll find plenty of that evidence from very large companies, especially companies like Microsoft, Apple, Google, and others, which is why they have, in many cases, spearheaded a lot of the accessibility campaigns and hopes to improve this globally. The bottom line is that accessibility with visual media and communications should be an important and meaningful consideration when creating. There are numerous ways and lots of material out there that instruct you how to create accessible content and material. But in my opinion, it's just a good idea to consider right from the get-go and with very basic approaches. For example, making sure there's enough contrast with your text that makes it easier to read. Using proper medium and bold faces with fonts to make it easier to read. Be very mindful of thin fonts and things that may be more challenging to read with all the accessibility in mind. Also consider color, not just the fact that there is a high number of colorblind folks reading material, but the practicality of being able to see things with poor color contrast. Just keeping these things in mind when creating creative content can be respectful to all the people reading your material and equally important so they can actually read the content you're trying to get across. That's the whole point. When I work with clients on branding and identity packages, I always include accessibility as close to being mandatory, in my opinion. I want to make sure businesses are not just safe from lawsuits, but keeping up with modern technology and prerequisites for this industry. as well as predicting changes later on that will inevitably need to happen. For example, sure, we can create a fun, cool, slick-looking piece of content with a branding guideline, for example, not incorporating anything to do with accessibility, but then later on you find out there are customers who are having a hard time reading your content. There are other companies that are using accessibility, thus making their content more readable than yours, and therefore generating more business than you. As well as you falling behind in business, think of it kind of like the old days when there was a thing called the Yellow Pages. Many businesses thought, I only need to be in the Yellow Pages to succeed, and ignored the call for a thing called the internet, social media, and all the digital media stuff coming around the bend. Most all these businesses failed terribly because they didn't keep up with technology. Even a more recent example would be Blockbuster Video. Around the year 2000, the CEO of Blockbuster back then had the chance to buy Netflix for $50 million or so. And then he was reported to have laughed at that offer and had no interest in streaming services whatsoever. And the rest is history for them, for Blockbuster, right? I'm not suggesting that accessibility is going to break your business. In fact, I'm not even saying you have to consider accessibility to be successful. Many businesses are just fine. And in fact, there are many cases where you just can't consider accessibility factors when creating content. Sometimes it's just not possible. It's also important, though, I should note this, to understand that there are actual laws. For example, HIPAA, H-I-P-P-A-A, and BAA, and other requirements, especially in the medical field, they make that mandatory. Accessibility is mandatory. The General Data Protection Regulation, the GDPR, is the European Union's new privacy law that harmonizes and modernizes data protection requirements that all include accessibility. And there are more coming, so it's just something to be aware of. I'm merely suggesting that you folks be aware of this and at least consider it when you're designing or creating any type of content or material for your product, business, or service. That includes Word and PowerPoint, InDesign, PDF, email, social media, printed material, signage, websites, billboards, just about everything in the creative realm. Here's a basic list of items to consider when it comes to accessibility. And this is just to illustrate how complex a topic it is and not to easily teach in just a few minutes. Okay, I'm gonna go through a list of things like headings, bold or easy to read, alt text on all web images, it's really important, color contrast, captions on videos, transcripts that you can offer on videos, descriptive hyperlinks, really important, instead of just general hyperlinks, making pages titles more informational, meaningful hyperlinks, font styles and sizes, adding alternate text to images, alternative text in general for different audiences, different languages, clear and concise content, that's super important too, table creation with color correction and font and contrast requirements, using meaningful keywords, that's really important, and meta tags. Accessibility checkers. All software nowadays has accessibility checkers. It's important to use that too. Documents accessibility, super important. When you're creating images, make sure you're thinking of accessibility when creating images too. So it's not just text. Keeping sentences short, so it's easy to read. If you have long run-on sentences, those are not accessible and those fail many, many filters. PDF accessibility, plain language, foreign language, clear instructions, structuring your content in an accessibility way, and then avoiding jargon, which is, you know, a lot of text that just is not translatable and accessible. And those are just a handful of things off the top of my head that have to do with accessibility. It's really broad and really complex, but I just want to make sure everybody's aware of it. Just to keep it in mind, I encourage you to do some research. Adobe, if you do accessibility requirements from Adobe or accessibility requirements with Microsoft, you're going to find some great, great content out there. But at least just keep it in mind. So when you have discussions or you're considering design work, get your feet wet because there's a lot to learn with this particular subject of accessibility. And that's the basics behind accessibility.